more bones and muscles and distinctive parts to life. I say unto you, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day for allowing your body to go through and not rejecting it. Permitting your body to go through all of those things and still bring forth people like us. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Lord.
This morning we want to talk about health and how faith and fear are versed with one another. Health. Right around now, as the weather breaks, there are all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. And it's for their health. They run outside, whether it's sunshine or rain. They swim for exercise in the gym or play sports. And of course, there's always those on the golf course. On my way or on our way here, we always see somebody out there running. And the week it was raining, I said, well, honey, I don't think anybody going to be out there this time. It looked like it was twice as many. As we were going to pick up Daisy, going past the golf course, I said, now, surely, they're not going to be out there. But saints, they was out there also. And here, it is Mother's Day, and yet, they're out there running. And at the golf course. And usually, this day, Mother's Day and Easter, is always the day that the church is full.
Yeah. Amen.
But as you can see, we still have plenty of room. Why? Because a lot of them are out on the golf course. It doesn't matter your age, young or old. Doesn't matter your gender, male or female. No matter race, religion, or height. Everybody is concerned about their health.
Amen.
Or can I say they fear their health is in question and have faith they can fix it. I can do it all by myself. When you diet, you deny yourself of what you want for health reasons. Huh? You begin to do things that you didn't intend to do. All in the name of health for your flesh. But the one thing we forget and don't do as we should, the one thing that is put on the back burner, that which needs more help than flesh, is the spiritual man in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
He needs a job. Working in the word. He needs the right spiritual vitamins for the body. Flesh must die that the spiritual man can live. In order for the natural man to have good health, flesh must give up some bad habits.
Amen.
Huh? In order for the spiritual man to have good health, flesh must give up some desirable things that it wants. When it comes to the body, it will grow up, but it will never give up. It will always want things that needs to be given up. Anybody notice that about yourself? I mean, we don't know how to do things in moderation. Just give me a Coca-Cola. Somebody like Red Bull. Somebody crazy about chocolate. Somebody likes pies. Somebody just can't give up popcorn. But I don't talk about popcorn. Potato chips. I know I can look around And I can go to somebody, I ain't going to him. I can sit right next to him and say, you the one eat popcorn. I can go someplace to somebody and say, you the one like chocolate. Everybody got something that they like, want, desire, indulge in, and it's not in moderation. And what happens is, because we do it, it affects our health. Look at this example in Luke. Here is a woman who suffered with her issue 12 years. Huh? Some of us have been suffering with an issue longer than 12 years. We know what her issue was. But the question is, what is your issue? Everybody got an issue. Our issue drains us daily. She spent everything she had dealing with her issue. Have you been spending time and money trying to fix the issue you had today? Some of us have even said to others, I ain't got time to help you with your issue. I need all the time I got to deal with my own issue.
Amen.
And you're going to ask me to help you with yours. Are you going to help me with mine? Issue after issue. But this woman's issue needed medical attention. Some of us just need to pay attention.
Yes. Amen.
Am I talking to anybody in here?
Amen.
What she needed, there was no known medical cure. Every physician was a practicing physician.
Yep.
Just like today. I mean, have you ever been to the doctor for something and they give you a prescription and say, try this?
Try.
It may work.
Right.
It may not. If it don't work, come back. You go in with a symptom of pain, hurting somewhere, recognizing you got something you didn't know you had, but the prescription you get may say side effects may cause diarrhea, constipation, irregular heartbeat, headache, dizziness, may cause vomiting, shortness of breath, hives, itching, wheezing, blisters or rash, don't drive or work on machines. If this occurs, stop taking it and seek medical attention at once. The side effects are more serious than your symptom. I might as well just stick with the pain and take it easy. Because certainly something I did is what caused the pain. But the real question, have you asked God first? His side effects, there are none. But it may cause rejoicing. Shouting for joy, no pain, full of energy. You may be found praising God, dancing and crying at the same time. If this occurs, continue, but don't drive and use machinery. You may cause others to panic.
Yes.
The woman was broke before she came to Jesus. Either she didn't know about Jesus before, or she spent everything and then came. What about us? Is Jesus our first choice or last? Or do we even ask him at all? Do we still say, I'm not worthy? Or God doesn't hear me. Let me remind you of something we say twice a week. I am the righteousness of God.
Yes.
I am worthy.
Yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
I am meek.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera. Two words are very important in Christ. Two small words we take lightly. Faith and fear. Now, faith is spelled F-A-I-T-H, right? What's in the middle of faith? I. Fear is F-E-A-R. Drop the F and where's fear go? In your ear. I must shut my natural ear that I may have faith and not fear. Y'all receive that?
Amen.
By love, we are to have faith. And by love, we are to cast out fear. Now, listen to these scriptures. And I want you, what I want you to do is write them down so you may look later at what it says above and below.
Amen.
Galatians 5:6 says, faith which worketh by love. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Romans 5:1 says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, for we walk by faith,
yes,
not by sight.
Yes.
Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith in 2 Corinthians 13:5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Galatians 5:5. And then Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith.
Yeah.
Then there's fear. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Then 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love.
Amen.
Have you ever been afraid?
Amen.
When you was afraid, was you rejoicing? Did it feel good? Did you give sounds of hallelujah? Some of you in your fear may have called on Jesus, but you were scared. Fear don't help anybody.
Amen.
Some people have anxiety attacks because of fear. But perfect love,
thank you, Lord.
Not just,
I love you.
Perfect love. That love that is in Christ,
yeah,
that love that God gives, will cast out,
yeah,
that fear.
Because, yeah,
it didn't come from God. God don't give fear. He gives love. These two words are healthy for our relationship in Christ. Faith, which is to be received in him. Fear, which is to be removed from us. Now, let's look at an example. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, starting. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper.
Amen.
What I want you to know from the scripture is, just because you have something wrong or something going on in your body, it doesn't mean you are not his.
Amen.
Amen. And it doesn't mean you're being punished. Notice, this man was a great man with his master. Honorable. God was on his side and gave him deliverance. He was a mighty man in valor. But his issue was he was a leper. Now, in this chapter, there was a maid that waited on Naaman's wife. She said if her husband was with the prophet of Samaria, he would recover of his leprosy. The king got word of this. Look at verse 5. And the king of Syria said, Go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. I'm going to gift this king if he can heal my servant. Back then, Israel meant something. Amen. Just like people will flee today to a state or country to be healed, they did it then. You read all over the news right now. Because of what is happening in the United States, because of what's happening in one state, people will flee from that state, go to another state, just to get done what they want done on their body. Amen. So the king was sending his servant to another place, to Israel. Back then, the church was also a place of importance.
Amen.
I'm glad somebody knows what I'm talking about. But today, Israel and the same with the churches. Neither one of them are sought out. Amen. That's why we still got plenty of room.
Amen.
Look at verse 7. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive? That this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. This king just wants to destroy me.
Right.
I ain't God. My question, what would you do if someone came to Mo' Jesus looking for healing? It's kind of quiet, though. I didn't get a whole lot of amens. Well, let me make it more personal. What would you do if they came to your doorstep? Hello. Amen, carpet. I see your lights. If you are on the inside, do you have faith you can help? So what I'm saying is, if somebody comes to the door and you're the one on the inside, and they're looking for help, can you help them? Or if you're on the outside, do you fear that the person on the inside will reject you? Faith versus fear. Look at verse 8. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let me come now. Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Is there a prophet in Ypsilanti today? Is there somebody that was willing to say, Lord, here am I. Send me. And I will do what you ask to be done. The king of Israel was saying, who am I that I can bring healing to this man? We have the same thoughts today. Who am I to be used? Am I right?
Yeah. Amen.
Who am I that God could use me to say anything to somebody? What I want you to see in these next few verses, God's instructions are simple. And he can use ordinary people. But sometimes we miss the most simple instructions that God gives. Look at verse 9. So Naaman came with his horse and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Huh? The word done got out. The king done already said, go Elisha. Elisha is the one that said he going to do what has to be done. Amen. So he brings all that has to be brought, and he comes, goes to Elisha's door. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. What? We still believe God has to do a certain thing,
yep,
a certain way,
yep,
by a certain person,
amen,
at a certain time. And you must feel a certain feeling. If you don't, it ain't God. If I don't feel doodads going up and down my spine, if I don't shout, if I don't run a mile, it ain't God. Does it matter who speaks healing to you? Does it have to be me? Could it be DJ? How about Sister Rosie? What about you? And the church still got quiet. Because we see or don't see certain things, many will not come. I remember in particular when we had a service and those were coming up. And one was prayed for. And in being prayed for, they were overwhelmed and fell out. And there was one that decided, I'm going to sit out. I don't want that happening to me. What God has for you, he's not going to hurt you.
Amen.
Amen. God does not hurt his children. But in this case, in verse 11, it says, but Naaman was wroth, or he was angry, and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He got to do it my way. Or it ain't being done right. One, Elisha didn't even come out. Two, he sent his servant and said, go wash in some dirty water. He didn't even wave his hand. What kind of healing is this going to be? God talks to us. And sometimes, it ain't God. God, if that's you, call me on the phone. Let it be so-and-so. And let him say, I know what you're going through. Lord, if that's you, do you hear my voice? But Lord, you talking through my mind. You wasn't thinking what I was saying. But Lord, you're talking to him back and forth. When Jesus healed, he didn't always do it the same way. When you are healed, it will not always be by the same person. When one gets saved, one waters, one plants, but God gets the increase. Come on, somebody. A preacher does not have to hoop and holler,
amen,
deep tall pulpits at a single bound, sweat sway, and make you pass out to be a good word.
Amen.
I mean, if I was to get up every Sunday and start to sway, don't you know? Gee. I think half of y'all say, I got to go. Now, is that wrong of anybody that does that? That's the way the Lord is using them. That's how they deliver themselves. The Lord ain't gave that to me. Believe me. Say, when I was on Jefferson, I would get in the bathtub. Thank you, Lord. Did you not? Boy, what is you doing?
Right.
And then when I get up here, it didn't come out that way.
Amen.
Teach my people.
Yes. Yes.
Tell them what I'm saying.
Yes. Thank you,
Lord. Oh, you may get excited. And believe me, I get excited. But I'm me. And I deliver it the way the Lord gives it to me.
Amen.
And I try to teach my ministers, don't mimic me.
Amen.
Get your own style. Could you see Sister Rosa?
Oh, thank you, Lord. Don't you know?
Y'all know, if Sister Rosa ever get up doing that, I'm gone. God didn't call us to be preachers of entertainment. He called us to be preachers of understanding. He sent us to teach you. Now, this is what he said in verse 12. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Saints, don't walk away. Don't turn down your healing because God didn't do it the way you wanted.
Amen, amen.
Verse 13 says, and his servants came near and spake unto him. And said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do something great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Ain't that simple?
Yeah, that's it.
Here's the water. Go wash 7 times. And you'll come up clean. So verse 14 says, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. How much simpler could it be than to do as asked? Have faith, believe, and receive. When being with Jesus, look and listen to what the disciples saw and heard in this particular verse. Look at Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 18. Now, in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. Jesus being hungry. How many of you know Jesus had flesh? And
amen.
Flesh gets hungry. Verse 19 says, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. I mean, if may put it in these terms, if you was to come up to a grapevine when there's supposed to be grapes on it, wouldn't you be kind of upset? Especially if you're hungry. If you was to walk past an apple tree in June, wouldn't you expect apples to be there? Amen. Even if they were green and you were hungry. I mean, how many of y'all have actually eaten green apples? And I ain't talking about the ones that's really green when they're ripe, but a green apple off the tree. Yeah. Them seem like to be the best apples. And we would doctor it up, put a little salt on it, eat it with chocolate milk. Yeah. I told you, everybody got their own little taste. I like chocolate milk and apples just like I like bologna and donuts. Don't knock it till you try it. But see, you got to eat it in moderation. But verse 20 says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Do you marvel when God does something fantastic? Amen. Are you amazed when God does something for you? When you actually humble yourself and pray and talk to the Lord and it comes to pass, are you amazed? Wow, Lord, you heard me. Y'all, be real. But look at verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. What did he say? If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done for the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now, some of us are just looking naturally, looking at Mount Everest and Mount Sinai and all these other, I can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. But have you ever thought that the mountain is talking about is the mountain in your life? Amen. If you will speak to that issue, that it's a mountain in your life, it'll go away. Yeah. Really, Lord? How do I do that? Have faith and doubt not. What if I reverse that? Doubt not and have faith. Amen. With faith, there is no fear. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. If you have fear, you don't have faith. If you have faith, let it cast out your fear. And it only can be done by love. What? The love of God. God's love. Do you recognize that in love is the very characters of God? When you look at the character of God, what does it start out with? Love. Because of love, I could have peace. Because of love, with my peace, I can have joy. And yes, saints, with this love, you can have long suffering. That's the one thing we just don't want to talk about. Long suffering and temperance. Can I exercise love without the long suffering and temperance? No, it's all part of love. And verse 22 says, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. What I got? I got to believe it. Saints, we've come a long way. But we still have a ways to go. God not only wants us to have and be in good health in flesh, but also in spirit. Always remember, this body has been in decaying direction ever since we were born. Ever since the very day that you took breath, your body began to decay. It is only because the growth was overpowering the decay that you kept growing. But sooner or later, The decay begins to overcome the growth. Saint, I'm just going to talk about me. As tall as I wanted to be, I finally reached 6 foot. That's an accomplishment for me. But do you know what? Went to the doctor, and they put you on the scale. I'm 5'11". You understand what I'm saying? Muscles are no longer expanding, but they are retracting. We all going in that direction. Amen. But it's a blessing. Give thanks. I don't have fear. Faith. Because even in the getting shorter, I ain't going to get that short. But my God still supplies all my need,
yes, thank you, Lord,
according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I can still do all things through Christ,
yes,
who strengthens me. There's a whole lot of things I can't do through me,
amen,
through man. I'm telling you, say, again, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
My wife says, honey, I need you to change these light bulbs up here. Those fluorescent, and we still had a couple. Went down the basement, pulled out the ladder, got up on the ladder. She was right there.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Disconnected the piece and got the bulb and put them up there, got down and went to the next one. Went up there and one didn't work and had to get another one. Saints, when I got down, I was tired. Whoop! Wow! So while she's steady down there on her music, y'all know what I did? I went upstairs, laid down, and took a nap. When I cut the grass,
yes,
after the grass is cut,
yes,
the nap is coming.
Yes. Yeah. Thank
you, Lord. It just,
yeah,
but I give thanks. I give thanks. Just as important as it is to take care of this body that houses the spiritual man, it is important to take care of the spiritual man that is housed in this body. Joshua chose whom he would serve. Joshua said, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to close with this last scripture. 3 John 1:2. 3 John 1:2. And it says this, behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. With that, my time is up, and I thank you for yours.